Rock is their biggest opponent at this point. 4 minutes and 12 seconds left in the fourth. 14-0 Harbor Beach Lakers on offense, though. Sears back to pass. Staying in the pocket. Throws down to the opposite sideline. Into the hands of Garrison Booms. Intercepted. Here comes Harbor Beach. Garrison Booms at the 30. And finally brought down at the 23-yard line. And Garrison Booms brings it in, and that could be the final dagger for the Pirates.
That's gotta be it. You can only ask so much from your Laker defense, and they've played very well tonight. But that throw just hung up in the air too long. The offensive player was finishing his route, could not locate the football. Garrison Booms does an excellent job of finding the football. I assume he plays outfield for the baseball team. I'll have to check that. But he does a great job of finding the football, locating it, and turning it upfield. Now is Harbor Beach with excellent field position. 4 minutes to go in this game, up two scores, 14-0. Harbor Beach takes over after the interception, and they will start this drive at the 22-yard line of Lakers.
4 minutes and 1 second left in regulation of this regular season. 14-0, Harbor Beach leading Lakers. Inside Lakers' red zone. First and 10 from the 22, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio. Wind at the Laker Harbor Beach back. T formation, three-man backfield. It's a handoff right the middle to Devin Finkel. Moves the pile forward, still surging forward down to about the 18, maybe even the 17-yard line when all said and done. This will be a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by number 16, Bryce Sears, out of the secondary.
Just confirmed, and appropriately so, Garrison Booms plays catcher, so it's only fitting that he made the catch and picked off that pass. So,
well, you could tell he threw that one downfield, and then the wind just halted any forward progress and came right down into Garrison Booms' hands.
Well, we were talking about one of the pass that Bryce Sears made earlier in the game that kind of floated on Bryce Sears when he had Mason Pasek open on this side of the field. The ball floated on him. He doesn't quite have that zip on it that he needs to get to that open receiver. And you're right on this one here, into the wind. That ball just floated for Garrison Booms to pick it off.
3:12 left. 3:12 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading 14-0. Hand off to Ethan Hessling. Gets out to about the 16-yard line. And Harbor Beach will be facing a third down and 4 from the 16-yard line of Laker territory. 2 minutes, 48 seconds left. Clock continues to roll down.
The carry by Ethan Hessling there around the left side doesn't go anywhere. The Lakers defensive line does a good job. Stops that run very quickly for very little gain, but we're down 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go in this game. Third down and 4. Harbor Beach has the ball at the 16-yard line of Lakers, trying to get a first down and finish running the clock out in this game.
2 minutes and 23 seconds left in regulation. Anderson splitting the hash marks under center. Quarterback keeper around the left end, and he dives forward out to about the 15-yard line. Hard-fought 1 yard of that. Tackle made by number 23, Preston Warren, on the stop. 2:08 left in the fourth quarter, and Steve Herberg just called his final timeout for the Elkton Pigeon Vapor Lakers.
That's an even 10 tackles on the evening for Preston Warren, leading his team by multiple tackles. He's, as much as the offense has struggled defensively, those backs, Preston Warren, James Dubes, and Bryce Sears, they've made a ton of tackles for that Lakers defense. But a situation now again, 4th and 3. The defense has an opportunity to get off the field one more time, but all timeouts expended. 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the game. Just not enough time left, but there's nothing Lakers would like more than at least punch it in one time today.
14-0, Harbor Beach leading Lakers, 2:08 left in regulation. 4th down and 3 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the Laker 15-yard line. These teams came in the Greater Thumb Conference. Lakers had the 5th best defense, scoring 36 points a game. Harbor Beach, 36.1. That was the 4th best offense. On defense, though, Lakers with the number 2 at 13.5. That's where pretty much they are right now. Harbor Beach giving up 13.75 of a point. Two strong defensive teams going head-to-head in week number 9. 4th down and 3. Here we go at the 15-yard line, working off the left hash. Going for the hard count. There's Anderson. Hands it off right up the middle to number 7, Devin Puff. Gets out to about the 10-yard line. He needed 3 yards, got out for about 4, maybe 5. And a first down, move the chains for Harbor Beach with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left in regulation.
And that should be the dagger here to finally allow Harbor Beach now to run the clock out. Lakers, no ability to stop the clock now. And as soon as the ball is placed, they will run the clock as we roll under 2 minutes. And Harbor Beach now, a couple more plays, is able to run out this clock. And that's two straight games now. They're staring at shutting out their opponents, shutting out two teams that won seven-plus games.
Minute 43 left in regulation. Harbor Beach 14, the Lakers nothing. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. And off to number 7, Devin Puff breaks out, and he's in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. With a minute 28 left in regulation, Devin Puff breaks in for his second score of the night from 11 yards out. And it's now Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing.
And there is the final straw for the Lakers as they are unable to locate Devin Puff. He's able to get through the line of scrimmage and cut it back to the middle of the field. And there is nobody there as Devin Puff finishes off this drive, this fourth quarter really, with a touchdown. And looks like Harbor Beach is going to let Kendall Gantner kick the extra point.
They practice this quite often. And they're going to have Kendall Gentner also does windows tonight. He's awaiting the extra point. It's a high snap, and he's going to have to jump on it way back at the 25-yard line. And in lieu of this weekend, oh, he has trouble with the snap. Minute 28 left in regulation. 20-0, Harbor Beach leads the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Too soon, man, too soon.
No, it's one of those things I will always remember exactly where I was when that play happened.
Me too. I will never forget. It was a very painful moment.
A minute 28 left in regulation, and Harbor Beach stacks on their third score of the night. It's now Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing.
And what can you say? Harbor Beach finishes off this game with the icing on the cake, their third touchdown of the game, and you know, they really haven't moved the ball all that great, but Harbor Beach has accumulated 230 yards of offense. And if you'd have told me that before the game started, I told you it's probably not enough. I don't know if they could beat Lakers with that, but Lakers offense has not been very good either. And both defenses played very well, but Harbor Beach's offense come up with enough plays at the right time to keep drives alive. And Devin Puff finishes off this game well over 100 yards and two Harbor Beach touchdowns, the difference maker in this game.
20-0, Harbor Beach. This is the exact score they had last week in Sandusky. Other area games going on. Ubley leading Cass City in the third quarter, 20-6 over Cass City there. Bad Axe trailing Sandusky in the third quarter, 24-20. And all squared up in the third quarter, USA and Brown City 20 points apiece. 20 is apparently the number of the night. Minute 28 left in regulation. Harbor Beach trying to make their way to 8-1 on the season. Garrison Boom's going to be the assistant here for Kendall Gentner, kicking off. And Gentner's kick comes down inside the 8, and we could have a touchback. No, it rolls at the 1-yard line, and Andrew Siegfried's going to have to scoop it up at the 2, and he gets out to maybe the 6-yard line, and forward progress will stop him there. As now it's getting a little chippy down in the end zone there. They have to separate them, and the flags fly there. And this is probably going to be a personal foul against the Lakers, as they're gonna have this one at the 6-yard line with 1:21 left in the fourth quarter.
Quite a interesting kickoff there, as that ball skips down to the 1-yard line, and it looks like it's about to hop into the end zone.
It rolled.
It takes a complete 90-degree turn and kind of hovers around the 1-yard line, and Siegfried's got to pick it up. And as you mentioned, he was lucky to get it back to the 5-yard line. And then a little
extracurricular activity.
Yeah, let's put it that way. The play was stopped. The Harbor Beach was pushing the Lakers player back, unable to tackle him. And the Lakers player did not like that and certainly reacted after the whistle. Definitely going to be a personal foul on Lakers.
And it is a personal foul, and this will be half the distance to the goal line. So from the 6-yard line down to the 3, when all said and done, for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on that personal foul. As Congress is in session as they try and discuss this one. 4-man crew tonight. Led by Don Gordon of Lapeer. Minute 21 left in the fourth quarter. As they're discussing this one, Ron Rubel and Troy Schalke calls their team back over for an impromptu huddle.
Well, we know it's a personal foul against Lakers, so wherever they spot the ball, if it's at the six, then they're going to
– They're going to see the five.
Yeah, so they're going to mark it with the two and a half.
Yard line.
Right.
They're going to put them